Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and welcome back to the Partner Center SDK Developer Training. In this module, we're going to talk about Azure Rated Usage and how you can actually figure out what your customers' bills look like over the course of a month. We're going to first do an overview of what rated usage is all about, and then we're going to talk about customer spending budgets. We're going to look at a usage summary and usage details. And let's just keep one thing in mind the entire time we're doing this module. In another module, we talked about invoices. Invoices are for past billing information. This rated usage part, this is for current billing period information. So this is when that you would apply these concepts here to the current billing period, not past billing periods. If you want to look at past billing periods, you would want to go through and look at the invoicing information and downloading like reconciliation files and looking at that information. This is all of this data that I'm going to talk about here is scoped just to the current billing period, not to previous billing periods. So let's do an overview on the rated usage of in the partner SDK. Now recall, Azure is usage-based or consumption-based, not license-based. So the way it works is that you're going to be billed based on what your consumption is every month. Azure's billing REST API contains resource consumption details. There's two components to it. There's a usage REST API for usage details, and there's a rate card REST API for each rates, for, which includes rates for each resource and units by region. We call those meters. The Partner Center's rated usage addresses the most common partner billing scenarios, mostly around the usage REST API. It does not include the pricing information. The benefit of this is that you only have one API to call, and thus you don't need to make requests for multiple authentication tokens. For example, one for Partner Center and one for the resource usage REST API in Azure. Partners can use the rated usage to gain insight into how customers are using their Azure subscription. It includes consumption estimates for the current billing period, as I said before. It does not cover previous billing periods. Refer to the invoices and invoice line items for historical Azure usage consumption. Now, rated usage has multiple scopes in the Partner Center SDK. Rated usage includes visibility and control via customer spending budgets, summary resource consumption, and detailed resource consumption. So you can see here I've stacked these different boxes, these rectangles in the bottom right corner. I stack them inside of each other. Resources, which those are the little icons for different Azure resources. We also have subscriptions that include resources, and we have customers that include subscriptions, and you have a partner which includes customers. Resource consumption is going to span these different scopes. Let's look at one called the customer spending budget. Now, partners can set a spending budget on a particular customer. Now, let me be clear about one thing here. This has zero impact on the customer itself, the Azure subscription, or the resource usage. This is simply used as an indicator that the partner can use to take specific actions on. Partners can set the budget by going to the customer's usage spending budget object, right? So what we can do there, if the budget is set to zero, if the budget is set to any number, then that's the actual spending budget. So if it's set to, say, $1,000, then if it goes over $1,000, they've exceeded their budget. If it's under $1,000, they're within their budget. If you set it to zero, that's actually a budget of $0. And so if they spend anything, then they're over budget. If you set the budget to null, that disables the budget for the customer. It just says they don't have any kind of a budget that they want to maintain on this.
There are two ways that you can manage your Azure spending budget for your particular customers and view the customers that have a spending budget set. One way, as you can see here on the slide, is with the Partner Center dashboard. If you look at the left-hand side navigation, you'll see a section where it says Microsoft Azure Spending. On that page, you'll be able to see a list of all of your customers that have a spending budget set and what that budget is set to. The other way to work with the spending budget is through the Partner Center SDK.
You're going to query the spending budget with a Manage API. Now, the way you're going to do that is by getting a reference to the customer object and then call usagebudget.get. That's going to then give you the ability to write out the budget. So if the budget does not exist or if it's null, then you see I have no spending budget set. Otherwise, we're going to write out the budget by going to the budget object .amount. We're going to go to the budget and then .amount and then .toString. The amount property is a decimal. You can do the same thing with the REST API. Go to a particular customer by v1/customer/GUID, then you pass in the usage budget. And that's going to give you the actual budget object. Here in this case, it's a very simple object that comes back. It just says usage spending budget equal to 10,000. Now, how do we set the budget? Well, the way you're going to set the budget is by creating a new budget object, a new spending budget object, and then you're going to set the amount equal to whatever you want to set it to, either null or a decimal value. Then you update the budget by going to the customer object, finding a particular customer, calling usage budget, and then dot patch and pass in that actual budget. You can also set it with the REST API by going to the same endpoint, issuing an HTTP patch, and passing in a JSON object with that budget. Just keep in mind you need to pass in things like the content type and the content length that you see there at the bottom of the slide. So let's take a look at this in the code. I'm going to switch over to my demo app. And I'm going to look at the under rated usage, and I have a budget. So this is my get customer usage summary. So I scroll down here, and here's my usage budget. So I just say, go to my usage summary.get, and that's going to give me back all the usage information. All right. And then I can go through and write that out. I also can do the same thing with the REST API. So if I open up my usage budget, here you can see the request coming back that it's got my spending budget, and you can see there's my spending budget object right there. Let's give my usage summary, and I can see that my budget is set to, I have my spending budget right here. And I don't have a budget set up here, so I don't have one that's actually showing me the value of that. All right, so this customer has no spending budget. Okay, let's go back to the slides and let's talk about the usage summary. Now, the usage summary is an estimate of the current, or as of the last 24 hours, usage resource spend in Azure. You see there we have a bunch of properties at the top that's based on a base object, and then depending on how we're actually using it, depending if it's a partner or a customer or subscription, we may see additional properties added to it. So you can see that we have the billing start and end date, the currency locale, the name of the budget, and the total cost. This is going to allow customers, or excuse me, this will allow partners to take action on behalf or notify customers of their spend. It enables you to monitor ongoing Azure consumption spend so that customers don't get hit with a surprise bill at the very end of the month. It's available at different scopes, both partner, customer, and the subscription. The usage summary for partners can give partners a single view of all the Azure resource you should spend across all customers' subscriptions. In addition to the common shared summary data that I showed you in the previous slide, here's some additional properties that you get. You get the customers over budget. That's the number of customers whose current spend exceeds their total budget. The customers trending over is a number of customers whose spend exceeds 80% of their budget. Customers with a usage subscription is the number of customers who actually have a usage subscription. In other words, how many customers have Azure subscriptions. You can also have a list of a common delimited list of emails that you can use to send notifications to when a customer extends their budget or exceeds their budget. And then finally, you also get the ID for the partner you get the resource ID, which is the AD tenant of the partner summary that it applies to. So here's how you get the usage summary for a partner. In the managed API, you go to the partner object, say usage summary.get, and you can see a list of all the properties that we have there. Customers over budget, trending over, emails to notify, and customers with a usage-based subscription. You can do the same thing with the REST API by just going to api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1/usage summary. Here's the data that you would get back in the REST API. You see there I've got my customers over budget, trending over, how many customers have a usage-based subscription, the total cost, and then some other billing information. I can also get usage summary information for a subscription. So here I'm going to have the same data that comes back from the shared data summary that comes across from us. From the base object. So here I'm going to go get a reference to a subscription. You see there I'm going to subscriptions.byid.get, and then I'm going to their usage summary. Here it's going to give me the resource ID, which is the ID of the Azure AD tenant of my subscription it's tied to. And then I get the billing information and the total cost of what they've spent so far. Here's how I can do the same thing with the REST API. I'm just going to go to the api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1/customers, and then go to the GUID of the customer, go to a particular subscription, and then I set the usage summary or collect the usage summary. And that'll give me data that looks like this. So it looks a lot like the same we had for our partner, but you see we're missing a lot of the stuff like how many customers are over budget and such. That's partner-specific stuff. So let's take a look at the usage summary. So if I come back over here to my project, and I'm going to find a file named the Git Customer Usage Summary. This is the one we looked at a second ago, and this is where I'm getting my usage summary by just saying usagesummary.git, and I'm getting all my usage data that way. The other way I can do it, that's for a particular customer. If I wanted to get it for a particular subscription, I can go to the Git Subscription Usage Summary, and it looks very much the same, except in this case here, I'm first getting a reference to a subscription itself, and then I'm going to call usagesummary.get. Oh, jumped off that. There you go. usagesummary.get. Okay. I can also do the same thing with the REST API. So here, in this case here, we're getting the usage summary for a particular customer. So I can see I have all the information about this one particular customer, right? This is Woodgrove Banking. I can see that their total cost, they've only spent $1.20, so they're in pretty good shape for the month. The next one that we have is for, that's the exact same call. So let's go to the next one. So we have the subscriptions. So here for the subscriptions, I'm going to a particular subscription. So here I'm going to subscription with this GUID, and I'm going to the usage summary. And here we'll scroll down and see that it's basically the exact same thing. We're looking at the same customer itself. So here, this subscription is called Microsoft Azure, which makes sense because it's an Azure subscription. And then we have the total cost that's set up for this. All right, so let's go back to the slides and let's look at the next piece, which is usage detail. So usage detail, this is going to allow us to view detailed Azure resource usage or consumption data without waiting for the monthly invoices. It's going to allow partners to share trends and insight into resource usage of customers in near real time. And it's available in different forms at multiple scopes. Really, it's available at the subscription level and the resource level. Notice you see the properties there that are going to be shared across all detail usage records. You've got the currency locale, the last modified date, the resource ID, the resource name, and the total cost. The usage detail for a subscription, let's look at that first. Partners can get detailed usage records for all Azure resources for given subscriptions. It's available in two different forms, monthly and daily data. Both are going to give us data based on the common shared detail data. The additional thing that we get with monthly is the total cost. That's the total spend for the entire month. For daily, we get the date used, and that indicates the day that the data was actually collected. So here's how we get the usage detail for a subscription. So notice here at the top, I'm getting a reference to the subscription, and then I'm saying, give me a list of all the data, the usage data for the month. And then the next one option I have is to get it for the day itself or for the daily records itself. So you see there's two different options. That's the blue text in the middle there. In this case here, I'm going to loop through all the results that come back. So it's here, the daily results that came back. I'm going to write out the resource ID and the total cost. And in the case of the daily records, I could write out the date used. In the case of the monthly one, I could write out the actual offer ID that it was tied to. How can I do this with the REST API? Well, I can do the exact same thing. By just passing on the end of the URL for a subscription, usage detail, that would give me the month data. And if I do /daily, it gives me the daily data. Here's what the usage detail looks like from the REST API when I make that request. So this is for a particular day. You can see that this one is done for, it appears June the 2nd. So here I've got the total cost coming back is $123.84. Now I can also get usage detail for a particular resource. So this would be good for if I want to see how much I'm spending on a particular resource, not just everything, all resources rolled up for the day. In addition to the common shared data, I'm also going to get data on the category and the subcategory. Now the category and the subcategory are going to match the actual meter categories in Azure's rate card REST API. So for instance, you'll see things like virtual machines and then something that says like A1 VM Windows would be the A1 size Windows VM, right? Or A1 basic or A1, whatever it is. Those are going to match those different categories. So you can use that information between these two categories and the meter categories and subcategory in the rate card API to see what the actual amount was. The quantity used is a decimal value of units consumed. So what that is that's going to allow us to see how much of what we used. Now, that number could be based on all different kinds of things. It could be hours, it could be gigabytes, it could be messages. It really depends on the resource itself. That's where the other another property that's provided to us called the unit is going to tell us what the measure of those the quantity actually is. And then the last one is the resource ID. That's unique ID of the Azure resource itself. Now, here's what the code looks like in the managed API to get the same information. Here I'm going to get a reference to a specific subscription, and then I'm going to go get all the detail records from that subscription. So I say subscription.usagerecords.resources.get, and that's going to give me back all that information. I'm going to then go through and loop through and write all that information out, writing out the category, the subcategory, the quantity used, the unit of measure, and the total cost. Notice that it doesn't have any pricing information here. This is just what I incurred, what this particular resource incurred for the cost of that day. If you want to see what the actual values were, you need to use what the actual values were that were used to calculate that cost. You want to look at the rate card API. How do we get it for a subscription? Well, here I'm going to go get a list using the REST API. I get a subscription reference using the same way we've seen before, and then I go slash usage records to see a list of all those different items. Here's a reference like what one of them that comes back. In this case, the category is a virtual machine, and this one's using the D6 series basic VM, and it's a non-Windows VM, so it's probably a Linux virtual machine. The quantity used here is 12.47, and you can see that's a measure of hours. So it was 12.74 hours of quantity used. I think I said 4.7 before, but it's 4.74 as you see on the slide. All right, so let's look at our SDK sample to see how this works. So I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to take a look at our subscription usage. So I'm going to look at our subscription usage. Let's see, where is that? Get customer subscription usage. Let's do this one. Scroll down a little bit, and here we are. So partners.customers, get a specific customer, go to all my subscriptions and say, give me the usage records across all of my subscriptions. Okay, I can do it for one or I can do it for all. So I can do it like that. Another one that I can do is I can look at the resource usage on a subscription. So here, the way you do that is by going and getting a reference to a particular subscription that you see here, and then going usage records, going to usage records.resources.get, and that'll give me a list of all the usage data for that for all the resources on that particular subscription. I can also get the usage records for the entire subscription as well. And to do that, if I scroll down, I can say subscriptions.usagerecords.get. So we saw how to do it for a customer, for subscriptions, and we also saw how to get the actual detailed resource usage data. Let's also jump over here and let's look at the actual REST API implementation. Let's clear that out because we actually had some old stuff in there from a previous demo. All right. First, we're going to look at the usage records for all of our subscriptions. And so here, let's collapse that. Here we only have one item that's coming back. We have Microsoft Azure for our usage records, and we can see that this customer has incurred a cost of $1.23, and we can see that this is coming from March the 10th. Okay. I can also look on from the user resource usage records. I can come over here and I can find it for a particular subscription and get all the details for all the resources. So in this case here, if I collapse this, we see we have 36 different things that came back. And in this case here, let's just grab this one. This one is doing the resource name is called Low Frequently Cloud Activity. The category is Business Analytics. Let's see if we can find another one here. It's got a little bit more information in it. Here's one. This is Notification Hubs. So this is the number of pushes, and this is the number of pushes in millions. So you can see here that the units is in millions, and they use none of that. So they didn't incur any kind of a cost. So you can find one with a cost associated with it. There's not one. No, we just see different values though. See data transfer in and out. So there's the one that's out. Category is networking. Unit cost of the unit is in gigabytes, and because the quantity used was way under a certain amount, must have been incurred, so they didn't have to pay for any of that out. And it could just take a while here to actually find a specific one that we're looking for, or one where they actually did incur some cost. But at any rate, here you can see how the different data is that comes back, and how you could actually see what the resource is, and you can even use the resource ID. That will be the actual ID of the resource in Azure, if you want to go through and make a reference to that. Okay, so let's jump back to our slides. And that concludes everything I wanted to say here about the Azure resource and rated usage information. This information can be very useful to you in helping your customers as a partner understand what their current spend is with Azure. It's really helpful for partners who don't give access to the Azure dashboard or can see the kind of consumption that's been done. Or if you want to put any kind of analysis and trend analysis in there for your customers. So that covers our module on rated usage. We did an overview on rated usage. We talked about customer spending budgets. We looked at summary usage information and rated usage information. And so with that, that's this module. That concludes this module on the Partner Center SDK developer training.